Tom, how important is it to have your two brothers playing with you? What's it like, and what was football like to you with the boys playing county championship and playing with Kerry and becoming All-Stars together? Three boys together, three brothers.
That's great, Wishy. I suppose the thing about playing in the field, you wouldn't really notice them, you know, apart of the club. If you'd be treated as one and all, you know, and with the county, it's not so much on the field to play. You're to do a job on the field, and everybody has the same kind of job, their own job to do. But I think it's off the field that you kind of notice it after games or whatever, that you be socialising together or whatever. That'd be the huge big thing for me anyway. You know, everybody has their role to play on the field, and I don't care if it's your brother or somebody else. They still have a role to play on the field with your club or whatever. But it's afterwards, like, that they'd be around and you have the banter and the crack with them, and you have the couple of pints after the games. That's where you would kind of really notice it, you know.
Was it be always banter and crack? Was there ever occasions when things didn't work out well for you, and maybe you might have a hop off each other, maybe some fellow might have done something wrong? Would Darren now turn to you and say this or do that, or would he direct you?
I don't know. I mean, we'd always give each other direction, but it'd be done in a good banter, kind of a crack way, you know. I mean, if a fella got a roasting and we lost the game, we'd be inside and whatever, inside in the car or bar or whatever, and we'd have a good laugh about it, you know. I mean, football is very important to us, but again, at the same time, you know, if it's after a game you lose, you take the good things out of it and you put the rest aside, you know. You learn from the mistakes or whatever it is. But there's no real kind of, we don't come down heavy on each other at all. Like, I mean, we're around the place long enough to know what, I mean, if a fella's not going well, he'll sort himself out, you know. You'll get, if you need advice, they're there, like. But you know, the good thing about it is that we'd always have a laugh about it anyway at the end of the day.
Mark, Tomás said there that football was always part of your life. That's the basic, that's the bottom line, because you come from a football family. Your late dad, who I know well, Artemir Cinnamon, didn't party. Did you always want to emulate who had gone before you?
Oh, definitely, Weishi, yeah. You know, I suppose since we started with the Gaels, it's under 12, you know. It is, I suppose, before that we even saw Paddy coming back with the Sam Maguire to Ventry and Tommy Dial and these fellas. And definitely it instills something into you, and you always, I suppose, the Kerry's golden years and all of that, you know. You're back in the back of the garden and you're pretending to be Pat Spillane or Mikey Sheehy or some fella. And definitely from an early age, I think what you want to do is play with Kerry. And I think, you know, I suppose Dara started first in he won his first All-Ireland in 97 and then Tomás in 2000. So definitely from my point of view, I wanted to emulate them and go on and play with them and win All-Irelands with them with Kerry. And definitely, I suppose we've achieved that, I suppose. But we're getting a bit greedy now. We want to go on and win a bit more, you know.
Tom, how important was your late father and Paddy in your career?
Yeah, I suppose that they were very important. They were the fellas that they kind of, we looked at the start, you know, at the very beginning, before we got hold of any coaches or anything. They were there and they were winning football matches with Kerry and all that. So they were always there. And I mean, your parents are going to be huge. They're going to have a huge kind of impact on your life anyway. So sports-wise, we were always brought to matches and training and kicking in the back garden or whatever. So, I mean, they started us off, basically, you know.
Dara, 18 years now playing with Kerry. How difficult was it to stay on this year?
I didn't make my mind up, Weishi, until January. I didn't make my mind up because I wasn't sure, but it wasn't, I suppose, just what made my mind up for a finish was there was such a good bunch of players there, and there was a good talent there, and there was I saw another opportunity that there could be another medal on the horizon, so I said I'd stick it on. I was healthy and I was injury free, so I said, why not?
When you look now at the footballers that have gone before you, Dara, you were ranked there with the likes of Jack O'Shea and Mick O'Connell and Paddy Kennedy and all people like that. Did you always want to emulate great Kerry footballers? Who were your heroes? Who were your midfield heroes growing up?
I think you're being a bit kind of overkind now, Weishi, with that comment. But I think Jacko was definitely one of my heroes. You know, Jack O'Shea. A lot of the golden years teams were Corkman, Teddy McCarthy. I still love Teddy McCarthy's style of fielding. I thought he was a great fielder. And I suppose you'd like the Paddy and Maurice Fitzsinn, of course, was our hero there for a couple of years. You know, when we leaned times. But Checo, of course, was unbelievable too. You know, he'd cover the ground and he'd do. But then again, I suppose we were spoiled for choice with that great Kerry team. You know, they had so many stars and so many. There was the Bomber Liston and all these fellas and Mikey Sheehy and all these guys and John Egan. You know, so. But I suppose Checo and I suppose the Corkman then the Kerry lads won't appreciate it. But Teddy McCarthy, I always liked his fielding. You know, I thought he was a great fielder. You know.
Mark, turning to you there again now, how difficult is it? You're semi-professional footballers, very nearly professional. I'd even go as far as say you're professional, like all the Kerry team. Do you have any regrets, like, that you're involved with Kerry? Would you do the whole thing all over again? Is there anything you miss by all the training? Because I know that you put in so much to it.
Definitely, I do it all over again. As I say, it is, I suppose, it's part of your life, really, Kerry football. There's as you say as well, I suppose it is semi-professional. You're training professionally, you're doing everything professionally, eating professionally, everything, doing your weights, everything like that. It's all professional. I suppose the only thing that we're not doing is we're not getting money for it, but I mean, that doesn't bother us. We're playing because we want to play with Kerry and because we want to win All Ireland. So that's what motivates us, really, you know. And as you say, we do it all over again.
Tom, going for the 3 in a row, I know that it will probably be within the camp that you'd be saying, no, 3 in a row hasn't been mentioned, but you know Kerry people, that's what it's all about now, going for the 3 in a row. What motivates you to keep going?
I suppose to win another medal, which is the thing. Like, at the start of the year, for the last 7 or 8 years, I think this Kerry team is good enough to win an All-Ireland every year, and they go out every year trying to win an All-Ireland. That's what we're going to try to do this year. I mean, the country's going to be talking about 3 in a row and all that, and they did the same last year with the 2 in a row. But I mean, I can honestly say that within the camp last year, there wasn't no major talk about 2 in a row. At the start of the year, Kerry aimed to win an All-Ireland, and it's going to be no different this year. We're going to try to win the All-Ireland again. So there's no major talk about 3 in a row inside. I mean, you can't hide from it either. Kerry people are talking about it. Anytime you meet fellas, they're going to be talking about it. But I think in the back of our head, we all know that we just want to go out and win another medal.
Yeah. Dara, I was asking Tomás there while you were outside, what did your late father and Paddy mean to your career? How important were they to you? And you must have great memories of their telling you things and coaching you. And they were your first influences, I've no doubt.
Yeah, they were. They were. I suppose, I mean, everyone kicks their first football in his own backyard, and I suppose we were no different. I suppose, I mean, football was everything to us from an early age, and we got great support both from my father and my mother, and Paddy was always around the place as well. And you know, we were spoiled, I suppose, in the sense that there would have been a lot of Kerry footballers calling around the place at the time, you know, and for different things and that, and it was good to get inside. But we also got, I suppose, from Paddy. He was a great man to train himself, and you know, he passed on that. He gave us that kind of a work ethic, if you like. You know, to succeed, you really have to put in the work. And from that point of view, it was good to be around. But definitely, the environment at home was definitely conducive to playing football anyway.
You're playing now with Kerry 18 years. You have a wonderful career, and you've played under 4 or 5 maybe different Kerry trainers. What changes, what are the big changes you've seen now, Dara, in Kerry training since you started off yourself? And of course, each trainer would be individual, he'd be his own strengths and weaknesses.
Yeah, I trained, I suppose my first manager was Ogie Morn, fine fella Ogie. Ogie was an excellent manager, I suppose. It's just, I suppose, at the time that the players weren't good enough. The training was tough back then. It was very physical. Then of course Paddy came on and he kind of changed it around again another way. And you know, then we started, I suppose, we were getting kind of more mature. We started, we won our first All-Ireland in 97, and we came on then and we won another one in 2000. And the training was changing the whole time. It was changing. Sometimes it was gearing down a bit and less was more. And it's kind of gone full circle now. We're kind of doing a lot of the heavy running again now, you know, we'll say within reason, you know. But at the end of the day, I mean, you have to put the work in to get the results, like, and that's it. And I think every manager, that's the common, you know, that's been the consistent, I suppose, theme by every one of the managers, is that they all kind of, I mean, there was no hiding, the work had to be done, you know.
Staying on the manager team, Dara, down the line in years to come, what about Dara O'Shea managing or coaching or training a Kerry team? Sometime, would you like to go into that sometime?
I don't know, I'd say. Some certain people are cut out for it, more people are, you know, I don't know. I don't know would I be any good at it. I haven't really given it a lot of thought. I was more concerned about playing myself for the time being. But I don't know. I would never rule anything out. Like I mean, my first love is Kerry football. My you know, I would always give whatever I could to anything to do with that. You know, but again, it's a long way down the tracks. You know, I mean, there's a lot of guys out there that would be looking at that. But again, for me, like, that wouldn't be something I'd look at. If I had anything to offer, I'd like to offer it. I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't be for wanting that department. But again, it would be a long way down the tracks, you know.
Of course, yes. Mark, turning back to you there, what position do you prefer to play in? What's your happiest position?
Well, I suppose the thing about that is it's what you're used to. You know, if you were to ask me that now in 2004, I'd probably tell you wing back. And obviously, I'd love to be out the field, getting on a lot of ball, and it's a position I'd love to be. So I suppose definitely wing back would be a position I'd like to play, because you can get on the ball that bit more, and you can be a bit more creative, and you know, and you can maybe get on the end of it an attack or something. But I suppose at this stage, you know, when you're playing cornerback for so long, you get used to it, you know, and you get, you know, anything outside of that is unfamiliar territory. Then, you know, but I'm happy to play wherever they put me, to be honest with you, but. If I was to give my choice, obviously I'd love to be out in the halfback line someplace.
And Tomás, that brings me back to you about the halfback line. You're renowned for your drives up the field. You can sell dummies left, right and centre, and you always finish up with a point and maybe a goal. Talk to us about your sallies up the field and your favourite position.
Jesus, well, I'd say I don't have much choice, because I can only play in one or two places, so I suppose wing back would be the place that I've been playing in for the last whatever 10 years, and it is a good. I mean, there's a lot of running in the game nowadays, and you know, if you're fit enough, you can go up and down the field, and we're lucky enough that the players we have, we're strong all over the field, so that if you do go up the field and leave a bit of a hole, there's good enough fellas to cover back, and I don't think I would be making those runs if the cover wasn't there, you know. But wing back would probably be the place that you'd be happiest in, really, you know. Yeah. Anywhere in the halfback line.
Yeah. How satisfactory is it when you go up the field and finish it off with a score? Would you give a little wry smile to yourself? You don't ever show any great emotion, but I've no doubt it is a great achievement when you're out in Croke Park to finish up with a score.
I have enough to do now to get back to the half-back line again. But it's nice to score any time, like, so if you get the chance, you'll take it. We have enough forwards up there that'd be well capable of taking a score, and fellas would argue there's no need for us to go up the field at all. Just drive it into the Gooch or into the Donahue here, one of the lads, and they'd look after it. So hopefully there'll be no need for me to go up the field at all this year. Yeah.
Dara, the changing face of Gaelic football and what the Northern teams brought into it took Kerry a year or two to come to grips with it. You, going back again to your career, you've seen all facets of football and all the changes. There has been a lot of changes, haven't there?
There has, yeah. I mean, there's different teams do different things. Certain teams don't let you catch a clean ball. More teams concentrate in their own game. A lot of teams are kind of defensively minded in the last couple of years. But to be fair, I think the football is changing. I think for the better in a lot of ways too. I mean, we've got a very fast game now, I think, you know. And it's in fairness, it suits. It suits. At the end of the day, you're still going to have your good forwards. I mean, the Cullum Coopers and the Kieran Donahue's of this world, and you know, all the different guys, the Paul Galvins, these guys, they can kick points and do that skill. And I don't think, you know, a lot of people complain about the skill going. I don't think the skill has gone out of it. I mean, you still have to be a very good kicker out there, you know. I mean, with the amount of possession, I mean, possession is vital, and you can't give away the ball now. So from that point of view, I mean, there's definitely a lot of emphasis, especially in Kerry training anyway, on kicking and the good skills, you know. And again, of course, there's the feeling aspect of it. I mean, that's come back in a big way now, again, with the likes of Kieran Donahue and Tommy Welch and these lads, you know, that are great lads to field the ball, which is great to see. I mean, everyone likes to see that happening as well. So, I mean, I think football has come on a pile, you know, in the last couple of years. I mean, I'd like to think that Kerry play a lovely brand of football, you know. I mean, it's an open, you know, there's good running in it. There's a lot of, you know, you've got your tough defenders, you've got your, you know, the likes of Aidan Manning, these guys there, like, that bring up the ball up the field. And you've your other guys, then you've your forwards, and that, you know, this, and I think Kerry have been lucky all over throughout my playing career anyway, and throughout I suppose that Kerry have been noted for some great natural forwards, and long may it continue.
Mark, turning back to you again there, looking forward to the championship now. We've Cork coming up in the Munster final. Do you like playing Cork? Do you find that Cork Cork seem to be able to beat Kerry sometimes in Munster, but when they get into Croke Park, they don't. What's the difference between playing Cork and playing other teams?
Cork always put it up to you, I suppose. There's always a great rivalry between Kerry and Cork. You know, I suppose, looking back the years, it's up there with the great rivalries. You know, you never want to lose to Cork, and I think someone made the point there earlier that if you're last year when we played Cork in the All-Ireland final, that if we had lost to them, that, you know, we'd have had to nearly give up, because you can't lose to Cork, really, especially in your first All-Ireland final, like last year, the first time we ever played them in the history of the game. But definitely it's a great day out, the Munster final, and as the man says, they're your neighbours, they're the old enemy, you never want to give anything away, and I think it's a starting kind of a block for the rest of the year, and it kind of puts out a signal that we're still around the place, and we're not going away, and we're not going to go away easy. So definitely Cork is a game that we'll be looking forward to, and but we're under no illusions that it'll be a right tough contest.
Tomás, in the line of opponents that you have met down through the years, who stands out? Like, who did you find the most difficult of the lot?
There was a lot good. I mean, every forward you meet, which has the potential to give you a heavy afternoon of it. You look to the strong teams, I suppose. The likes of Cork have had Brendan Ger Sullivan and Kevin McMahon for the last few years. The Brian McGuigan up in the north has been thereabouts. The Dubs have had their J.O. and then Senan Connell and these fellas around the place as well. So, I mean, all the big teams have normally a good shot, a good forwards that they're well able to spread, and they'd make life tough enough for you if they have enough of the ball. But they'd be the main ones, I suppose, you know.
Yeah. Dara, turning back to you there, we've seen now the likes of Waterford, they're after getting rid of their manager down there. We've seen strikes and everything. Down in Kerry, we don't see anything like that happening. Everything seems to go hunky-dory down here, and all the players seem to be happy. We don't have any problems. And the question I'm putting to you is, the county board seem to be able to handle their players probably better than any county in Ireland.
I suppose. I mean, Kerry, you're no different to any other county. I'm sure we've had several barnies and whatnot in dressing rooms, but they've all been inside in the dressing room, and it's been left there. And I think, I suppose, it's a kind of an unwritten rule in Kerry. I mean, to be fair, our county board has always kind of looked after the players and their welfare and so forth. You know, to be fair, we've no complaints in that department, and I think Kerry people anyway wouldn't tolerate us kicking up. I think they prefer to see their players on the field playing football and not anywhere else, you know. But then nobody knows what goes on in other places as well, and it's none of our business, we'll say. But from a Kerry point of view, you know, we haven't been poorly treated at all. I mean, we have very good sponsors in Kerry Group, you know, who look after us and that, and to be fair to the county board, they liaise with the players, and if there's anything that we need for, we most often not get it, you know what I mean? You know, within reason. Like, so, to be fair, I suppose we're in the business of playing football, not doing anything else, you know, but that's not to take away from anybody else. I mean, nobody knows what other county boards are doing or whatever, or, you know. But to be fair, in my time with Kerry, we've had no beefs, you know, with the county board.
Could I ask the three of you about Kerry supporters? They expect so much. I mean, every year that Kerry set out is only about winning the All-Ireland. It's only September everyone talks about. The expectancy mark of Kerry supporters and what Kerry supporters are like, and you'll meet them before or after games. When you win, you meet them. When you lose, you meet them.
Generally, I think they're very supportive. You know, I suppose being around Dingle, you know, you get always great will around the place coming up to a Munster final or whatever game you're playing. So generally, I think they're very good. I suppose in the week coming up to an All-Ireland, all right, you want to kind of keep a low profile and stay away, because, I mean, I suppose, unknown to the supporter, they might think they're being very kind and the whole lot, but I suppose the last thing you want to talk about is football, you know, especially in days coming up to the game. You just want to be, who's going to mark this fella, who's going to mark that fella? You probably want to be left alone. But generally, they're very good, and I think they're well got around the whole country, I think.
Tom, the expectancy of Kerry?
Yeah, I mean, they've been used to down the 70s now, and before they've been well used of travelling to Dublin and winning All-Irelands and all that, and when we don't win All-Irelands, they're questioning us in proper order. I mean, when we win, they give us a clap in the back, but when we lose, they'd be questioning things, and you know, they might open doors to what we'd want to question ourselves as well. But no, overall, they're very good, and they any supporters that I've met down the years have been genuine supporters and have been there a lot longer than I have been around, and will be there a lot longer when I'm gone as well. So, I mean, they're the people that make the GAA, so, you know, good luck to them.
Darragh, do you find only one thing satisfies people, winning All-Ireland here in Kerry?
Yeah, it is a good healthy appetite to have. I mean, I suppose, to be fair, if we didn't have that expectation, maybe we wouldn't be, you know, as successful as we have been, you know. But the Kerry supporters are demanding, and they want their team to be successful, and they're very proud about their football. And I mean, that's why I suppose football is so strong in the county, Weeshie, because everybody takes it seriously. I mean, you know, if you I'm sure in your own games that you can't go anywhere in the county, but people are asking you, what are we going to do this year? You know, and it's a healthy, I mean, it's look, we're proud of it down in Kerry. We'd have it no other way, you know.
I want to touch you, Les, about referees, between the black book and the yellow card, and we're not going to talk about any individuals or anything, and the red card. What do you think of refereeing today now, Darragh?
It's a tough job. It's probably, they should be less expected of them, you know, in the sense that they should probably kind of look along the lines of the rugby and whatnot, and there's certainly for the bigger game, there's lessons to be learned there, you know, within reason, to have things, because I suppose if fellas are putting in a lot of work and if they're doing a lot of that kind of stuff and, you know, putting in lots of time and what effort into the game, and then, you know, for a decision to go against them or whatever, I mean, if there's tough calls, if a referee isn't really 100% sure, now he only gets a chance to make a decision, and it's very hard and it's very difficult. But then I suppose some referees are better than others, I suppose, and then you've got to look at why are they better than others and why are they doing that, and kind of, I think maybe I would certainly agree with paying the referees on a lot more money, you know, because they do get the abuse. I mean, I don't think we've all been guilty of abusing referees from time to time, and it's a tough job, but it's probably one of the more serious jobs there, because again, there's a lot of work going into these things, into these games, and a lot of work and a lot of time going into them. So I suppose to get it right, you know, it's what kind of answers do you need? I suppose you have to look at the good referees and what's making them good and follow up something on that, you know.
Yeah. Tom, your view on refereeing today?
I think it's a very, very tough job. It's very hard. I mean, if a ref has a very good game, you never hear anybody talking after the game about them. Whereas if they have a bad game, everybody's talking about them. A lot of the decisions they make hinges on I mean, games hinge on whatever decision they make. So I do think that the GAA should put in a system that makes sure that the top referees come to the top and that they want to the ref and that they have. I think it's very hard. You see, some refs might leave off some stuff and other refs mightn't leave off some stuff. You know, yeah. It is. I mean, definitely in Kerry be happy with some referees, whereas they wouldn't be happy with other referees. You know, I think that consistency isn't there. I think that's the major problem they have. Like some referees are I won't name them, but there's three or four referees you'd love to have every day. And you think they're fair, and they'll go against you as well, but after the game you can always say that they were fair, whereas I don't think the consistency is there throughout all the referees that the GAA have at the moment.
Mark, do you get frustrated by some refereeing decisions and by some referees?
Definitely. You'd always get frustrated. There'd be calls in some games that you feel definitely go against you, and then you feel are you being victimised. But I suppose when you look at it on the overall picture, when you maybe look back on the tape, you say, you know, maybe I was wrong there, all right. But I think one of the most important things about a referee, and I think a lot of people miss it, is that a referee in today's, especially in an inter-county game, they have to be very fit. And I think possibly some referees haven't the fitness levels that maybe the top referees have. And I think when you get tired, because inter-county matches are very fast, and when you get tired towards the end of a match, you've a referee who might be tired as well, and maybe the decision making isn't as possibly good as it possibly should be, you know. But I think if all referees, I think inter-county definitely, that there should be a standard of fitness level that should be accepted, you know. And unless you get that standard, you shouldn't be able to referee a top inter-county game. And I think that should carry through to county championship as well.
Tell me, what kind of the two boys on the run-up to All-Ireland finals in big matches? How are they at home? How are they in the week before it?
Well, thankfully now they have their own ladies to be dealing with that, so I don't see them at all now coming up to big games tomorrow.
Before, while you were living together?
Oh yeah, it's great all time coming up to a big game. You look forward to it. I suppose everyone is doing their own little thing, you know, whatever it is. I suppose some things work for Dara, some things work for Tomas. We all have our different habits, you know, but you generally tend to take it easy and relax coming up to the game. But I suppose we'd all be anxious, you know, looking forward to the game. I think, you know, on a Thursday afternoon, you know, you're coming up to the game. Some, maybe Dara prefer to be working, Tomas maybe want to take the time off. But I think something works for, everything works for themselves. But I think the most important thing is that you look forward to the actual game. The game coming about, you know, you'd wish it was Sunday and it was half three in the game. I think, you know, when the ball is thrown in, you don't think about those things at all. You know, it's just coming up to the game. It's a hard old time to kill, but as soon as the game starts, you're fine, really.
Tom, how do you find the two boys before big games?
They're grand. There's never any much panic. We wouldn't really be discussing the game, really. Do you know, you like to be around fellas that aren't really kind of fussing over the game or are too worried about the game. We do our own thing, you know, and in the last few years we're all gone our own way now, and we're not living at home that much at all, so we have our own routine. It's all about routine, I think. Every fella has their routine. They try to keep the same routine for every game, so it'll change with time when you move over to the homestead, but no, I have my own routine now, and we stick to it, and it is working all right for me at the moment.
Dara, how are you on the run up to big games yourself personally? How are you?
I'm still getting nervous, Weishi. If the day you don't have nerves, is the day you're in trouble. But I have my own kind of a routine. I try to keep to myself for the week before the game. You know, I keep my head down. There's certain people that you talk to and you'd confide in, and you'd ask their opinion or whatever. And you're like, I mean, everyone has their own habits. But I think, to be fair, over the last couple of years we've got plenty of experience of bigger games, so we can, you know, you can get into yourself into your routine and keep yourself to yourself and keep out of the way. I mean, over talking it isn't a great thing to do at all.
It is not. A lot of fellas will tell you that. Finally, lads, so be remiss of me if I didn't talk about your club, about the Gaeltacht. I mean, the club is the backbone of everything. We'll finish up with this one about your club means so much to you. You went to three county finals, you won two, you lost one, and I remember meeting Dara after the All Ireland final coming down the lift in Croke Park, and I never saw a more disappointed man in my whole life after losing the All Ireland for the Gaeltacht. And I can well understand you being a clubman myself. Your club means everything to you. Winning the county championships, Mark, and losing the All Ireland must have been a huge blow with the Gaeltacht.
It was a massive blow. You know, it is easy to say things just happened and that happened. Yeah. On the day, we genuinely did have a few injuries. Dara Kinnaird was carrying a knock, and Aidan was carrying a knock, and you know, there was a fellas carrying knocks. But in saying that, I think the Caltra on the day, they were very cute. They played a lot cuter than us. They deserved their win in the day. But I think, you know, the club means an awful lot. They're players you grow up with. You play under 12, under 14, under 16, minor all the way up, and they're your bread and butter. And you know, you love to have success with your club, and it's what it's all about, really. Thankfully, we've had two great days in the sun. Possibly should have had more, but that's the way it goes.
Who are Kerry's biggest danger in the All Ireland this year, Mark?
I think Cork are definitely our biggest danger. You can't look beyond them. I suppose people say with the open draw system this year that some people say you're better in the open draw, some people say you're not. I personally think you have to win all the games that are put in front of you, because I mean, you could end up playing a very good team in the open draw, and who knows. But I think Cork are our toughest team to face.
Tom, talk about your club, what it means to you, and about winning and about losing, and about, of course, as part of the community. It is all about the club, really.
Oh, it is. I mean, you're playing with the fellas that you've gone to school with, and your buddies around the place, and they'll be your buddies forever, you know, and the supporters are fellas that live around the area, and everybody knows everybody involved with the club. We've had great days with the club, and we've had very good days. We've got to All-Ireland Club Final, and which a lot of clubs don't get to, and which we had a massive year, and it was kind of a roller coaster year. There was ups and downs, but mostly up. You know, we didn't win the game, and it'll be very hard for us to get back up there. I don't think we will get back up there with the team that's there at the moment, anyway. But I mean, you start with your club, and you'll finish with your club. So I mean, every county player in the country will tell you that the club is the main thing, really. You know, I mean, you'll play with your county and all that, but I mean, you won't. All your buddies won't be playing with the county. They'll be playing with the fellas you grew up with. Will be playing with your club. So it's vital, really.
Outside of Cork, who's Kerry's biggest danger this year?
Outside of Cork, I suppose you'd have to be looking at whoever comes out of Ulster, and I suppose the Dubs will be thereabouts again.
Yeah, Dara, your club, of course, you've been. How long have you been playing with them?
Oh God, Rishi, I'm getting old now. I suppose I'm there since 91 or 2, so that's a long spell to be with. But in fairness, I've had great memories. We've had great innings. You know, I started off, I suppose, a bit before the lads. Like, so we would have been, I remember playing in a novice championship, winning a novice medal, and we won a junior medal, and we won an intermediate medal. We came all the way up to senior county championship, and weren't successful. We East Kerry, your own East Kerry team, they were very strong at the time in 98, and we came in with a couple of injuries, and we got a hosing off from inside and truly one day, and I said, geez, are we bitten off more than we can chew here? But the following year we went, that was 99, and the following year we went to the county final 2000, the Crokes beat us, and the following year again as we won it. And you know, there was a couple of years there where we were very competitive at it, and it wasn't very enjoyable, but I suppose from my own point of view, I was, like you said, I was hugely disappointed after the club final, because I suppose I was captain of Kerry in 2002 when we lost the Ireland, but I definitely think with the club I was probably more disappointed, because with Kerry you always felt that you had the opportunity to get back up there again. You know, we'll say with the club, with our club anyway, being a small rural club, I don't think the opportunity was going to come back in that in my time anyway. But it was disappointing. But that said, now, like, we've had some great days out with the club, like, and they've been it's it gave us all the platform to play for Kerry afterwards, you know, so we'll always be indebted to the club, you know.
I'll finish with the last question to you, and you can answer for the two boys. Your mother has meant so much, of course, behind all the Kerry footballers. We're inclined to forget the mothers. Everyone is talking about their fathers were great footballers, or their uncles and everything. But the mothers mean so much. Your mother looked after you, no doubt, washing your stuff and consoling you and putting up with your moods and everything like that. What did your mother mean to you going through your career, Dara?
Ah, sure. I mean, that's a very easy question to answer, I suppose. Mm. You know, I mean, she looked like, I suppose, she's putting up with us more than anything else, you know, I suppose. And the days after matches, we go missing here and there and everywhere, I suppose. And no more than that, to be hard to mark us at times. But, you know, she's been very good to us. We wanted for nothing throughout our career, from since we were very young. We've always had clean gear going out anyway, and not that it'd be coming home clean, but we owe her the world. You know, to be fair, like, she's given everything for us, like, and we're very proud of her as well.
How's your new business going, by the way? We'll have to give that a mention, by the way. Tell us about it.
It is quite
a bit of free
publicity. Property Partners, Daly O'Shea, Michael Daly and myself, we're in business. We're in business for a couple of years now, but it's auctioneering. We were auctioneers in Tralee, but it's a quiet time in the game. It's quite a quiet time at this time for us at the moment, but to be fair, we've had a couple of good years, so we can't complain, you know.
Is it easier to sell a dummy or sell a house?
Sell a dummy, depending who's buying it. That's it.